This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Darshan Johan, and today we are going to be doing something a little different. In conjunction with 16 days of activism against violence, the women's aid organization WAO is running a little something called Girls Takeover. Pretty much where young girls go on air and speak about issues that girls and children face on a day-to-day basis. And on the show today, I'll be joined by four courageous young girls who will each be sharing their story. So first up, we have Sharifa Noor Laila Binti Said Azhar. Welcome to the show, Laila. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing just fine. And thank you for asking.
Perhaps you can start, Laila, by telling me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Shafranella, as you all know, and I don't like my school because it's a bit suffocating. They're not friendly and they are mean, the people there.
Why do you feel that going to school is suffocating?
I have an older sister, and she's very famous. And when they knew that I am her sister, they start talking to me first, nicely, and then they start to like feel annoyed with me. And they are seniors, 1 year older than me. They will say something harsh about me in front, like face to face, and then they will tell like something bad about me in the social media.
And when you say bad, what do you mean?
Okay, mereka start cakap macam. Cakap saya ni sangat annoying dan saya sangat suka berkawan dengan orang macam saya berkawan dengan semua orang tak kira gender, and then diorang cakap saya mula mengedit dengan lelaki walaupun saya tak rapat sangat pun. My senior have a social media at Twitter, and then it was like macam ada satu game ni, and then diorang punya kawan bagi satu nama, and then kawan dia akan bagi tahu apa perasaan dia tentang orang itu. So, kawan dia seorang ni give my name, and then they say about me, and then they post it on social media. She said, Laila ni macam budak kecil, and then dia kata, Laila ni muka merah-merah rasa macam nak lempang. I don't know why.
And you said it started happening last year. Has it been happening consistently?
Consistently.
And how did it make you feel?
At first, I felt very angry, but over time, I began to believe their words. I have no self-confidence, and I started to isolate. I started to distance myself from others. Every day I wake up, I wish it was Saturday.
When they started to bully you, when they started to push you, when they started to, you know, call you all these names, did you feel like you could go to the teachers and complain?
No, I don't have any confidence because the teacher won't believe me. Saya dah kena pernah pergi counselling, but then the teacher never called me. It says like, benda ni macam remeh.
Really?
Yeah, my parents also tell me that. They're just like, she's like, Laila, you need to be stronger, like that.
But what do these people don't understand? Because I think it's very easy to tell people, you know, yeah, be stronger, don't worry about it, this is going to happen, so you just, you know, move on. But what do people not understand about what you're going through and how it feels?
Mereka tak faham bahawa saya memang perlukan bantuan. Kalau tidak, sebab saya di saat sangat depressing and stress. Dan saya sangat rasa macam, sebab mereka kata begitu, saya rasa saya tidak boleh sampai dengan siapa-siapa lagi. I cannot reach for help anymore.
So what do you do to try and cope with whatever you have been going through?
So there's my friend, her name is Safia, and she started to notice there's like macam I'm being like weird, and then she tell me and she helped me go through this. It's kind of funny, but my friends started to scold them, started to scold the seniors.
There are some people who might be listening right now that might feel the exact same way. What would you tell them?
I hope listeners out there know that they always have people who will listen and help. And I hope they do not hesitate to reach for help.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your story with me, Laila. And I'm now joined by Azalia Maritza. Welcome to the show, Azalia. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm feeling really good.
You know, here's the thing. I was speaking to Hannah, one of the representatives from WAO, who was helping me coordinate everything, right? And she said that you were cyberbullied for not being thin. Am I correct?
Yes. Okay, so basically, like, I was talking about how that, like, basically, it's kind of funny because I started with how a fishbone got stuck in my throat and I posted it on TikTok. I was like, okay, so I did it all by myself. And then suddenly someone was like, an independent woman and you can't take care of your body weight. And then I replied, because I don't think that it's right for me to keep quiet. So I replied that I actually, like, I'm an independent woman, you know, I do many stuff for myself. I'm very proud of myself. I study really hard and I join many stuff.
You mentioned TikTok, right? I know what TikTok is, but I'm not very familiar with how it works. So when they say these mean things to you, are they dropping it in the comment section? Do they slide into your DMs? How does it work?
They basically like comment stuff like that. And then because there's this feature on TikTok where you can reply to that comment with a video. So I replied to that comment with me saying that, oh, I'm actually really proud of myself.
When they said these mean things to you, how did it make you feel?
This wasn't the first time, so I wasn't really shocked. But from my first time, I was actually really sad. I cried a lot and it was really bad. But from there, I learned to love myself even more and I started to feel more confident in myself and I just embraced my body.
And when was the first time? Do you remember the first time someone made you feel conscious about the way you look?
It was probably at a very young age, which makes it very sad because it shouldn't have started at such a young age. It probably started at an age of like 9 in middle school.
That is tough, right? These are not the kind of things 9-year-olds should go through. Was it a friend who told you this? Was it a family member, someone you're close to?
It was actually a teacher.
Really?
Yeah, you would expect it to not be a teacher, but actually, it's really sad because actually a lot of teachers body shame these days. Like, they don't say it directly, but they're like, oh, if you lose weight, you will look even prettier. And it's like a bit, you know?
Right. You know, I was watching this film called The Social Dilemma recently, and there's a scene where the girl posts a picture of herself on Instagram and then someone in the comments dropped an elephant emoji because apparently, you know, this girl has slightly larger ears. And because of the comment, the girl becomes so conscious that she always hides her ears when posting pictures. Is this something that you or perhaps other people your age can relate to?
Actually, this happens a lot. Like for me, because I've been body shamed and like cyberbully many times. So I've actually like, I have a habit now where I cover my tummy all the time with bags if I take photos.
Really?
And yeah. I always remind myself that this body has already been given by God so that I should live my life to the fullest, ignore the haters, just stay positive and always like remind myself, oh, I'm beautiful. And why do I need to care what other people think about me? There's so many people. And like, even if it's only on social media, like sometimes it even happens in real life and you can't block people in real life. Like sometimes it could even be your family members that body shame you. Like sometimes you just really have to be more confident in yourselves and you have to stand up for yourself more.
And there are also people who, when they look at people who are plus sized, they will be like, oh, you're not putting enough effort. You're not leading a healthy life. You're not eating right. You are obviously on video call right now on Zoom and I can see you just reacting to that. You have such a big reaction. Tell me when I'm mentioning all these things, how are you feeling?
Okay, so basically like the TikTok mishap that happened. So people were telling me like, oh, go on a treadmill and run instead. You're eating all of this. Like, okay, first of all, I do spinning. I lift weights. I dance like 3 times a week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if you're saying that I'm not doing enough physical activities, then what do you want me to do? Like,
exactly. So what do you think people don't understand about you?
I think like they don't understand that actually we're trying really hard to want to like get the body we want. And for what we're working hard for, it's not for them, it's for us. Like, we just want to feel more confident in ourselves. We want to be able to go out wearing anything we want. Like, most people say that, oh, if you're fat, you can't wear crop tops. I think that's like such a false information, because anybody will look good in everything. And it's really your choice if you want to wear it or not, because it is your body. So I used to be really insecure with having wide hips and also a big butt. But nowadays, I've been embracing that more. And I've just been like, okay, so what? I have a big butt. It looks beautiful to me. And I've been wearing more clothes that I've always been wanting to wear. Because last time I used to wear really baggy clothes, because then you wouldn't see my body shape. But nowadays, I've been wearing clothes, like any type of clothes I want, because I feel much more confident in myself. To the people that like are having problems with this and all that, I just want to say that you have to start with loving yourself first, because nobody else will love you first if you can't love yourself. And that's really where confidence comes from.
I do want to follow up on that. You say you have to start by loving yourself first, but that's always the hardest part, isn't it?
It took me a really long time to before solving that. But for me, what I did was I just took a look in the mirror and I was like, you have to start loving yourself, because if you're not there for yourself, then who will be? So I just really thought about it properly, you know?
On that note, we do need to take a quick commercial break. Thank you so much for joining me today, Azalia.
Thank you for this opportunity.
We'll be back with more Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Darshan Johan. And in conjunction with the Women's Aid Organization's Girls Take Over campaign, I'm speaking to a few young girls who have agreed to come on air, open up and share their stories on bullying. Before the break, you heard from Azalia, who talked about how she was being bullied because she's, you know, someone who is generally not skinny and someone who is in the curvy side of things. Joining us right now is Shalini Tayanandan. And welcome to the show, Shalini. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Thank you. Shalini, your experience, you heard what I said in the introduction about Azalia. Your experience is similar to hers, but also kind of opposite to what she went through, isn't it?
Yeah, I truly agree that I'm 15. So you know how a 15-year-old girl is supposed to look like, almost like an adult, but I'm complete the opposite side. I feel like a child, kind of that. That's what my relatives' opinions are.
Right.
Whenever I go outside, they'll be like comparing me and my younger sister, who's like 3 years younger than me. Then they'll be like, wait, you look like a younger sister, you know. You not actually look like an adolescent girl. You don't look like that. You just feel like a small girl. So they call me like tiny girl. They call me like fleshless bone skeleton and stuff. Really annoying.
It seems to me like that a lot of what you're facing is because of family members, people you're close to. Is that correct?
Not only family members, I would say. Even in my school, my classmates, they name me that kind of stuff. So, in front of the teachers, in fact.
So, and what do the teachers do?
They just say, they just warn them, or they just say, don't do like that, it's not good. That's it.
How does it make you feel when they... whether it's friends, whether it's people in school, when they're calling you these names and they're saying that, you know, you look like a child, or you don't have the physical appearance of an adult at 15, which is ridiculous to begin with. How does that make you feel, especially when teachers don't do anything about it?
I just feel mad sometimes, like they don't even want to take precaution for these kind of students. Like they don't understand our feelings. They just think we are just child and we don't have that kind of feelings like how an adult have or something. So they just think that we are childish and they just take advantage on us, I would say that.
You say they don't understand your feelings. What don't they understand?
It's like this, like there are a lot of people like observing us, you know, right? Like there are many people looking at us, like parents. So as a girl, They'll be like thinking, like, how is their perception on us? Will they have a bad thought on us? Will they have a good thought on us? We'll be thinking that, you know. So I just feel really upset with that kind of perception from them. So for my case, right, since I'm too skinny, they'll just show me food and they'll be like, you have to eat more. They'll be like, I'm full, I can't eat it anymore. They'll be like, no, you have to eat more. You have to go fat. You have to make yourself like an adult, like an adolescent. Don't be like a kid. Your size looks like a kid. So after like getting through all this, I actually did that. I tried to like chunk the food. Like, even though I'm feeling full, I'll just try to eat up. I'll just,
oh, no.
I don't give up on that food. I sometimes even vomited. And so my parents would be like scolding me, saying that not to do that. But
yeah,
I still did that. I have told my parents most of the times, they just say that don't take it too much. Think positively. So yeah, I don't really bother about those kind of things because I only like sorry.
It's okay, take your time.
I mean, like, I've told my mom, my dad about that, and they just said you don't have to bother about others. Think of yourself and just embrace the way you are to others. That's it.
Okay, that's good. At the very least, you know, you have supportive parents, because I was worried that, you know, your parents were also, you know, jumping on the bandwagon and saying these things about you.
No, okay. Not at all. Okay. They're always very supportive for me.
Okay, that's great. And do you feel insecure about your body because of all the comments that you have received over the years?
Yeah. I'm currently now, I'm at a fine stage now, because now they don't really like focusing on my body weight and sizes, because I have strictly, I made a comment once, like on my WhatsApp status, that body shape doesn't matter in that kind of story. Then they realized that I was really hurt. So after that, they just didn't bother about me. And I was happy for that because I tried to voice out, but still they couldn't do it. So I literally made like TikToks and stuff to prove that you don't have to blame others about their body size and shapes. You are your best version of yourself. That's why I made it clear to others.
What do you think people don't understand about what you're going through? Because in your case, it shows that it's not that you're not eating. You eat. And to the point where you reached a point where you started eating so much that you started to vomit.
Actually, it's like this. I don't have any problems for me, but it's just my metabolism rate. Like some people, they don't really go through like about body system and stuff. So I actually went to like internet and stuff. Then I understood that it's not my fault to be underweight. It's just my metabolism rate, my body is too high. So there's nothing I can do with that. I just had to practice like healthy lifestyle and that stuff. So nowadays people, like old aunties and uncles, they don't know like all this metabolism and thing. Only like teenagers and like students only understand this kind of.
Good for you, Shalini. When did you realize that, you know what, I shouldn't be listening to them? I should do research and find out what are the facts by myself.
Oh, okay. So it started when I was like in Form 1, when I was 13. It had like this topic about homeostasis in human body. So when I was like reading through that topic, then I felt something really connected about me. I feel like, no, this has to be something about me. So I really went research on that. And I actually found out like, oh, okay, so body weight is actually affecting your metabolism. So I was like, okay, so it's not my fault at all. After all this research and everything, I decided to like embrace myself in what I am. So I started to be like on Instagrams and TikToks. I started to make TikToks and Instagrams. And I still get a lot of followers and likes. So I'm happy about that. That's where I like start to feel relaxed and not really tension about it. Like, yeah, I don't care. I don't care about it. I don't care whatever they said. I already have people who really appreciate and like the way I am now.
I think a lot of people would just brush aside social media and say that is the cause for a lot of problems. But it seems like for you, it's empowering you.
Yeah, correct. Because some people don't really get the chance to voice up their opinions. Like for me, like I didn't have the chance to voice up. So as always, like I from my opinion, I think like pictures do show something really valuable to whoever sees it. So I really like started taking pictures of me, and then I posted it on my Instagram and WhatsApp. So everyone would be like, wow, you are really gorgeous. You're really beautiful. So like, I really like understood it. Like you don't have to be like so popular in front of others as long as you're happy for what you are in. It's not that you have to really make yourself beautiful by going on this kind of treatment and stuff. So I really did all this to manage myself up.
Okay, one last question before I let you go. What message would you give to people who might be listening to this right now and perhaps going through the same thing that you have gone through?
Okay, so to all, listen this up. I don't think that you have to take your body shape as like a fear for you or stuff. Just be brave of yourself. Just be yourself. Just do what you like and just focus on what you want.
Just be yourself, do what you like and focus on what you want. I think that's fantastic advice, Shalini. Okay, I'm going to have to let you go now. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And our final guest for this afternoon is Zalia Binti Zamin, who is also a 15-year-old. Welcome to the show, Zalia. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
All right. So I guess first things first, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm Zalia Binti Zamin. I'm a 15-year-old girl and I'm currently in SMK.
I'm guessing, Zalia, you, like any other teenager, you mentioned you're 15 years old. You enjoy being on social media?
Yeah, I mean, I used to, but this incident really has changed me to become the person that I am today. So when I first had my first Instagram account, when I was 13 years old, I did this telonym trend. I had this telonym trend. It's a trend where people are allowed to send you their honest thoughts and opinions about you through this like app, I believe. So you just share the link on your Instagram bio and then they'll click on it and then people are able to leave their honest opinions about you. And it's anonymous. So you don't know who's sending you these opinions, so you just share it onto your story and you reply to it. Okay, so what happened was that I decided to jump on the bandwagon and I did the trend. But upon checking the notification, I realized that I've been receiving a lot of, like I said, negative comments about my appearance as well as about my attitude. Some people were saying and calling me, you know, very mean stuff, to be honest. And it made me so sad up to the point where I deleted my Instagram account immediately after, like a day after downloading it. And so it gave me a lot of trust issues because I didn't know who's sending these comments. So it could, you know, it could just be my close friends without me even realizing.
And what sort of comments were these?
They were saying some stuff about how I think that I'm superior than other people and how I am very mean towards other people and how I am very, very at school. And then they made some negative comments about my appearances as well.
And how did that make you feel?
Well, at first I felt really, really sad because as a 13-year-old teenage girl, I wanted validation from other people. And so, you know, getting to know, you know, the fact that some people took the time out of their life to send me negative comments, it made me really sad because I realized that not a lot of people actually likes me. Like some of them might just, you know, be faking it and stuff like that. So it kind of gave me a lot of insecurities, trust issues. I started to distance myself from my friends. But now think of it again. I'm actually a lot more motivated now that I've empowered every time I'm telling the story to other people, because in a way I wanted to prove whatever those people were saying about me wrong. And I wanted to prove them wrong. And I wanted to not become the person that they said I am.
So now you are not on social media anymore. Is that right?
I re-downloaded it when I was in Form 2, which was last year, December. But now I'm currently taking a break from social media because I feel like taking breaks from social media is an important thing. It's an essential thing in order to maintain our mental health. Because I feel like social media, in a way, it deteriorates your mental health. It brings you a lot of insecurities that you never even know about. You know, for example, social media platforms like TikTok. I've never been so self-conscious about my site profile before. But after I got onto TikTok, it made me really insecure about all these little things in my life that I shouldn't even be worrying about. And so that's why I believe that taking breaks from social media is essential sometimes, because it really does deteriorate your mental health. Social media has become such a staple in our life. It's our staple way of communicating. And so I was struggling to take a break from social media. I even re-downloaded it a couple of times just, you know, to check my DMs and stuff like that. But it will take some time. And I feel like my friends, they're trying, but they're unable to do so because social media has been such an important aspect in their lives. Some of them, they have business accounts that they have to manage. So getting rid of social media altogether, it's not really that possible for them, perhaps.
Even for me, being off social media is not an easy thing because it's so part of our culture of communication these days, right?
To be honest, I find something that motivates me and something else that I like to do. For example, someone that motivates me the most is my friend, my best friend. And so both of us, we did a pact to stop using social media. And so we would currently motivate each other all the time, you know, like, oh, I'm not going to use social media. And so if I do feel the pressure or like if I want to all of a sudden re-download my social media accounts, she would be the one motivating me to not do so. So we're pretty much just taking care of each other and trying to stay on track by motivating each other, basically.
That's fantastic. It's always great to have someone to support you and you can motivate each other, right?
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up, Zalia?
I can't lie that social media has made a huge impact onto, you know, other people's lives, for example. People have, you know, been able to expand their business because of social media. But something that we also need to understand is social media does deteriorate your mental health. And I'm against it most probably because I didn't really take the positive side of social media. So for everybody listening, if you're dealing with cyberbullying, know that you're not alone. And I hope that you wouldn't let anybody's hateful opinions control your life. Also, I believe that, you know, sometimes taking breaks from social media is a go because, you know, right now I'm currently picking on a new language and I'm learning new skills. So, yeah, I do feel like there shouldn't be really any emotional attachment towards social media, especially in this era of globalization where social media is our vast way of communicating. So I do hope that everybody could take something from this interview. And I would like to also thank you guys for this wonderful opportunity that you have given me in order to voice out my opinions regarding this issue. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Zalia. That was Zalia Binti Zamin. And earlier I spoke to Sharifa Nurlaila, Azalia Madriza and Shalini Tayanandan. And they came on the show in conjunction with Women's Aid Organization's Girls Take Over campaign, where young girls go on air, share their stories, and talk about issues that affect girls and children. So if you missed any part of this conversation or any previous Live and Learn episodes, you can check out the podcast on the BFM app, bfm.my, or even subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search BFM Live and Learn. Once again, I'm Darshan Johan, and this has been Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.